reach the island.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome, disc golfers, to the month of June. I am Steve Kaczynski, and yes, this is PDGA Radio for June 3rd, 2009. On this week's edition, we'll talk about the dramatic Hall of Fame Classic contested in Georgia. Along with some other newsworthy events taking place we'll tell you about, we'll also preview the upcoming tournament schedule, which unfortunately does not include one of the previously scheduled stops on the national tour. There's also news coming up on several new courses being installed and results from this past weekend's tournament action.
Be a part of disc golf history as the Professional Disc Golf Association and Kansas City Flying Disc Club present the 2009 Disc Golf World Championships, July 27th through August 1st in Kansas City. Make your plans now to join the thousands of disc golf enthusiasts as more than 20 world champions will have their names forever be a part of disc golf history. Join defending world champions David Feldberg and Valerie Jenkins, along with two-time world champion Nate Doss, 12-time world champion Ken Climo, and the hundreds of other players from all over the world for what is sure to be a fantastically entertaining week of disc golfing, friends, and fun. It's the 2009 Professional Disc Golf Association World Championships from Kansas City, July 27th through August 1st. Visit kcworlds.com for more information.
Welcome back to PDGA Radio. We'll get things going this week, running down some of the results from this past weekend covering May 30th and 31st. There were a pair of A-tier Super Tour events. One was in Georgia with the Hall of Fame Classic, and in Illinois, it was the Greater Peoria Open. There, Barry Schultz came to play, winning by 3 over Nico LeCastro. Chris Sprague finishes in third place, 9 throws off the lead. The women's division in Peoria is where the drama was over the weekend. Barrett White and Liz Lopez enter the final round tied and finish tied. They need playoff holes before a winner finally is determined. It is Barrett White prevailing to earn the first place check. In other divisions, Rob Strasser ran away with the Masters division, and David Nelson wins for the amateurs. Now on to results from the Disc Golf Hall of Fame Classic. It was held outside of the PDGA offices at the International Disc Golf Center in Appling, Georgia, where the big event drew in many of the top pros and numerous Disc Golf Hall of Famers to partake in many of the activities we'll talk about in more detail later in the program. The tournament itself was played on the newly dedicated Jim Warner Memorial Course, and in the open division it was David Feldberg entering the final nine with a 3-throw lead over Chris Orrick. However, in that final round, Feldberg seemed to struggle, and with just one hole left to play, it was Orrick with a 2-throw lead. Hole 9 of the Warner course is a 550-foot downhill hole with trouble on both sides of the fairway, and with a 2-throw lead, Orrick tried throwing a very conservative drive looking to stay in the fairway to close out the event and the win. But his throw drifts right, catches in the right edge of the fairway, and he's in trouble in the rough. Nothing to lose now, and needing a birdie at least to maybe force extra holes, Feldberg steps up and blasts a perfect drive. Some would call it a miracle. It leaves him in the middle of the fairway, 100 feet short of the basket. And then Orrick still in trouble. His second shot catches trees right in front of him, only getting about 30, 40 feet. And then his third shot catches more trees, getting him, though, inside of Feldberg's drive. Feldberg takes a run for deuce, but he's happy to settle for the birdie 3, putting pressure back on Orrick, who misses his long par attempt. He settles with a bogey 5 to send the match into a playoff, where it takes 4 extra holes, but it is Chris Orrick of Knoxville, Tennessee, coming out on top. Quite possibly the biggest win of his career. It's over the reigning world champion and number one ranked player in the world of Feldberg. Johnny McRae finished in third place. He was 3 throws off the leaders with Will Shustrick in fourth. Over in the women's division, it was PDGA Rookie of the Year Sarah Stanhope entering the final nine with a three-throw lead over Courtney Peavy McCoy. The two ladies battled it out all round. After eight holes, it's still tied up with just the previously described hole nine remaining. There, Courtney takes a six. Stanhope gets the par four and the win. Brad Hammack won the Masters division by six over Brock Woodall and by seven over David Greenwell, who struggles in his final round, ending with a 73. Compare that to Hammack's final round of 60. That's where the difference was. Hall of Famers Alan Beaver and Snapper Pearson battled all weekend. In the end, it's Beaver coming out on top by two strokes to win the Grandmasters division. Now elsewhere throughout the disc golf world, we'll find Bradley Williams besting out Matt Hall in Texas at the Pecan Park Open. The Kansas City Wide Open was won by Arturo Villarreal by one throw over Eric McCabe. Avery Jenkins stayed on the West Coast and wins in Washington at the Lilac City Open. Josh Anthon wins the Summertime Open in California. Tyler Horn and Ziggy Berkoven get wins in Ohio. J.D. Ramirez gets a win in Texas. Chris Smith wins in Arkansas. And Blair Bowes get the win in Alabama. Internationally, Emil Dahlgren grabbed a one-throw win over Carl Arnby in Sweden. And for full results on these and all the other PDGA-sanctioned tournaments, check out the results pages off the PDGA calendar on PDGA.com.
Are you a PDGA member? Do you know the benefits of being a PDGA member? Well, let's run down the list of just some of the benefits available only to members of the Professional Disc Golf Association.
Hey, thanks, Billy. Some of those benefits include a free subscription to Disc Golfer Magazine, discounted tournament entry fees, official player ratings, discount with Enterprise Rent-A-Car, a vote in the annual elections, discounts at Wyndham Hotels, including Days Inn, Super 8, Howard Johnson, and Travelodge. Also a collectible members-only golf disc and a free membership to Disc Golf United.
Yes, all this and more can be yours just by becoming a member of the PDGA today. For more information on how you and your family can become members of the Professional Disc Golf Association and help support disc golf, visit PDGA.com.
Now we head back to Georgia and the International Disc Golf Center for more news about this past weekend's Disc Golf Hall of Fame Classic, which this year more than ever was much more than just a disc golf tournament. It all started off with random draw doubles Friday afternoon, followed by a cookout for the players that was presented by the Atlanta Disc Golf Organization in honor of Jim Warner. Jim was an Atlanta area player and promoter who passed away several years ago, but as a lasting tribute to his memory, his family and the Atlanta club raised $25,000 to name the new course in his honor, and his ashes were also interred into the tee pads for the course. Saturday morning was when the players gathered at the entrance to the new Jim Warner Memorial Course for the official grand opening. On hand to perform the ribbon cutting were Jim's widow, Priscilla, and his mother, Dorothy Wentz, who traveled from Wisconsin to attend. The Jim Warner Course, which was presented by Discraft and designed by Hall of Famer Jim Kenner, did receive rave reviews from the players, appears to be a great addition to the two other championship courses at the International Disc Golf Center. The highlight, though, of the weekend for many will likely have to be later on Saturday following round two, when everyone was invited to the clubhouse for the unveiling of a bronze bust of Steady Ed Hedrick, which will now grace his memorial museum. Special guests Farina Hedrick and Josh Orzech were in attendance to represent the DGA, who commissioned the bust with funds from the memorial disc sets that contain Ed's ashes. Following some inspiring words, Farina Hedrick unveiled the bust to a deafening applause before giving it a gentle kiss. Other events of the weekend included a silent auction and barbecue dinner, with proceeds going to further the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, which is directed by Al Speedy Guerrero. It may appear that the bad economy may have finally caught up with disc golfers, as we have some sad news regarding this year's PDGA National Tour. It appears that with less than a month before their planned event, organizers for the Lower Peninsula Open have canceled their plans for the tournament that was to be held the last weekend of June in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Tournament director Kevin Dowd said he deeply regrets having to make the difficult decision to cancel one of their top events, but the challenges they faced after running a successful World Championships last year left the club short on resources that it takes to conduct the type of outstanding event that players, sponsors, and the PDGA have come to expect. The Kalamazoo Disc Golf Club had hoped to build on the great momentum they gained from last year's Worlds, but the economic reality in Michigan created a situation that even one of the sport's top disc golf clubs could not overcome. Dowd said many of the sponsors and volunteers are just hunkered down waiting for things to turn around. And while the Lower Peninsula Open may be down, it is not necessarily out. Kalamazoo Disc Golf Club will continue their hard work producing top-notch disc golf events with the hopes of coming back in 2010. Next up on this week's edition of PDGA Radio is a rundown of some new and expanded disc golf courses that are or soon will be available for play throughout the country. The first we'll talk about is in central Michigan's Isabella County, where a new 18-hole course within Deerfield Park could be open for play within the next month or so. Construction on the 40-acre course has been underway for about a month already, as volunteers have been clearing foliage and including the invasive autumn olive bush. The funding is already in place for 14 holes with further plans in place to complete the course. Former Parks and Recreation employee Jordan Bruisema first prompted the county to look into building a disc golf course. He's working on the project as part of a graduate studies project. Jordan is PDGA number 36532. Corbin is now home to one of only 19 disc golf courses in the state of Kentucky. Marlon Sams, the city's director of Parks and Recreation, said he got the idea for the course when he attended a recreation conference last November. The course is being designed in Miller Park by local designer H.B. Clark. Jason Southwick is working with a group of disc golfers in Worcester, Massachusetts to get a new course installed within Newton Hill, and they have recently been given the green light to proceed with plans. However, part of the approval stipulates the final layout must be approved and any sign associated with the course must first be approved by parks officials, and all costs for the creation and maintenance of the course must be paid for by the local disc golf club, which is known as the Friends of Newton Hill. An expansion is planned for the disc golf course at Bartlesville Sooner Park in northwestern Oklahoma. The course, which is a 9-hole course, will have another 9 holes added to it, making it an 18-hole course. Also, the Black Diamond Disc Golf Course appears to be open in East Aurora, New York. And finally, news on a course closing in North Dakota, but hey, don't worry, it's only temporary. Should be back better than ever after a month. The Fargo Park District will close the disc golf course at Oak Grove Park from June 15th to July 15th to repair and reseed that area following this spring's devastating Red River floods. The baskets will be removed and the public is being requested to stay off the course during the time to help the grass grow. Coming up still on this week's edition is a look at this weekend's tournament schedule, but before we get there, need to remind you that there are now nearly 3,000 disc golf courses worldwide recognized by the PDGA and listed in the newly updated 21st edition of the PDGA Course Directory. It's being compiled by Cliff Town and available from the PDGA store, along with most disc golf websites and pro shops, and features more than 500 pages of state-by-state maps of every course, along with detailed directions and descriptions. Must have for any serious disc golfer. So if you're ever away from the internet, you can still find that disc golf course to play.
It's at PDGAstore.com.
Visit the PDGA store today for your disc golf shopping needs. Find great prices on tournament supplies, instructional books, and DVDs. Or look through the fine selection of PDGA clothing, apparel, and accessories.
You can find it all at PDGAstore.com.
Place an order for your copy of the latest World Championships DVD. Join or renew your PDGA membership for 2009. Then take the online Tournament Director and Officials test. And finally, grab a copy of the newly updated 21st edition PDGA course directory.
Yes, it's all at PDGAstore.com.
PDGA Radio is back for the final segment of this week's program. Before I go, we need to run down the tournament schedule for this first weekend of June, which is upcoming. Again, more than 30 events on the calendar, highlighted by 3 8-tiers. The Disc and Dat Bluegrass Open is in Kentucky. The Aspen Sports Tree Bash Open is in Arizona. And the Seneca Creek Soiree is in Maryland. Other events of note include the River Cities Rumble in Iowa, the Star City Shootout in Nebraska, the Fox Valley Open is in Wisconsin, Zootown Open is in Missoula, Montana, Florida has the Tallahassee Open, and international players can choose between events in Switzerland, the United Kingdom, Finland, and or Sweden. The full schedule is available on PDGA.com. In the meantime, a reminder before I go, tell you to make sure to visit YouTube along with PDGA.com and all the other sites out there with disc golf videos and other disc golf articles, media. Give them all a click. Give them all a click from every computer you own. Every view on every video is another person and another reason for potential advertisers to give some of their precious money to the sport of disc golf. Thanks for listening to PDGA Radio, your weekly source for disc golf news and information. Your story ideas, comments, and feedback about the program is always welcome. You can email us at pdgaradio@pdga.com. Sponsorship partners and advertising opportunities are also available with PDGA Radio. Please contact the PDGA office for more details. And again, thanks for listening. The PDGA Radio.
Goodbye.